Joey Rollins, Rollins, Joey, 72379. Mr. Rollins, welcome. Why don't you just go to the dollar store?
Monday?
But don't tell him that. We need to make a little bit of money. Go to the dollar store. The dollar store pregnancy test is just as accurate as ours, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Did I do it?
No, I'm going to
Maybe they
tried
to
say
Dr. Dahani.
No, that's not supposed to be. We didn't do that. I don't know that. I wouldn't ever write like that. Even if I was drunk. Sorry, the girls are keeping me from dictating. Joey Rollins, Rollins, Joey, 102524. Hang on one second. Okay, so he was born 7/23/79, 10/25/24. This is a 45-year-old gentleman, comes in today with sore throat, cough, congestion. He was seen a year ago. He's gained about 15 pounds. His blood pressure is elevated, but he's in denial. He says that his blood pressure is just fine. But he also, I'm concerned about his having some nausea, symptoms of sleep apnea. He has some family history of hypertension, which is a concern, of course, and has had some issues with leg pain, arm pain, and some dizziness. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Social, he does drink ETOH. He's married, has three children. He's a pipe fitter. No smoking, no drug use, allergy, none. Family history, hypertension, no colon cancer. 282 pounds, 97%, 98.2, 20, 76, 145 over 93. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs clear. TMs red, posterior pharynx is red. Neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash. There's copious amount of lymphadenopathy node in the neck. Assessment of via ultrasound shows a BPH. Shows LVH, shows RVH. These are all seen because of possible sleep apnea. He's tired, which I suspect he probably has low testosterone as well, period. He doesn't want to do blood tests. Last time he did blood tests was a year ago, and everything was pretty much within normal limits, including his A1C. Period. In the paragraph, I suggested putting patient on Wegovy to lose weight and would help these issues and problems, and he will try that and also would help his fatty liver. He also, next number, he also has what looks like gallstone, but he has no symptoms and doesn't want to do anything about that. He says he may have had appendectomy years ago, but he can't remember. Then put down, as far as his arm pain and leg pain, there's no evidence of DVT or PVD. Then put down, as far as his vertigo, there's minimal stenosis in his carotid, but I told him that would change if he doesn't take care of his high blood pressure. Next time is he does have fatty liver. Next time is thyroid is within normal limits since we're going to put him on Wegovy. Next number, he has no issues with nausea and vomiting, doesn't want a referral to a gastroenterologist. Next number, I will reevaluate the patient in 2 weeks. Next number. He's also taking medication over the counter that could be affecting his blood pressure, and he promises to check his blood pressure and get back to me at that time as well. Thank you.